about Zwift.
But you never talk about Zwift.
Welcome to Utopian Weekly, the podcast for Zwifters, cyclists, and everyone else. Each week, we are here to discuss all things Zwift, life, and beyond. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a member of our admin team with us today. Today, the man we have here is to prove that if it's not Scottish, it's crap! And that everybody wants to be Scottish. Everybody. Scotland has the best sweets. And they have the most ducks named after them, like Scrooge McDuck and Flintheart Glomgold. Do you remember that from DuckTales? Come on, DuckTales. Anyway, here he is, the resident Scotsman, Paul! Woo! Paul, how are you doing?
I'm great. Good evening.
Hey, thank you, Paul, for joining
someone
us.
Someone in my time zone.
Yeah.
a novelty.
This is awesome. So thank you so much. Thank you for being here. This is going to be great.
Oh, it's a pleasure, as always.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. Do you feel that crackling in the air? That warm breeze after a spring storm? Or perhaps that scent of fresh rain deodorant spread under your arms, slowly coming up to temperature? Is that too gross? Yeah.
What?
That might be too gross. The lady who is second place for the most thumbs up out of everybody in the Utopia for the Zwift Games. The TTT world record holder. She's funny. She's cool. She's the queen of Yorkshire. Woo! Holly! Welcome.
Hey, Dustin. Hey, Paul. First loser, I think it's called.
Oh, no way.
Ride on Jersey. Oh, man, I was so close. It was
you
seven.
Were, oh, well, yeah, seven people. Away. And I was messaging everybody who I knew, like, had a Zwift account in, like, the past 10 years or whatever. Like, anybody, yeah. Like, just send them. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Update your app and log in, you know?
Oh, man, I did. Everyone's on all the servers that I was in. everyone. And yeah. Then, like, somebody said, oh, they were in three of the servers, so they had three notifications to do it.
That's awesome. Way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyways, that was fun.
Yeah, that was great. We will talk about that a little bit too, about some other stuff that you've learned after, because I know last week we talked about, like, what you've learned through the Zwift Games and stuff, and that was really cool, and we get a lot of positive experience or positive feedback from that too, because it is nice to hear that glimpse into the professional electronic peloton. So that's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for the first kilometer that I'm in it, yeah.
Yeah, and you were on screen for a long time too. I know you don't want to watch it, but you should. I don't know why, but next time.
No, because I don't want to see my, like, oh no, it's.
Is it like, but, you know when you hear yourself recorded, like you hear your own voice, is like, do I really sound
like
that?
This podcast? Yeah. I think I must sound like really bad today because I'm not very well. But somebody did send me a screenshot of me on the Zoom thing from Zwift Games and Ellie Gardner, and I was doing one what more than what she was, so I'll take that.
Yeah, all right. That was an excellent finish, by the way. Yeah, going up the Alps.
What, last?
No, well, no. There, you were not last because many people DNF'd. So,
oh, you, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was the last finisher.
Last finisher, but
yeah, not bothered though. It's the Alp, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And you still beat my record, Paul. What's your record up the Alp? Do you know?
I don't keep my time.
I don't know.
No, I'm not keeping that time.
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday because I just happened to look at it because I want to beat my time, and I'm at 1 minute.
Yeah, 62 minutes.
Well, yeah, I thought it was 62, but so it's not so much now. It's 1 hour, one minute and 19 seconds. So, yeah, that's just for that thing though. But I got to go faster. I can go faster. I know I can.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Yeah,
man. Well, yeah, one of these
we'll
times.
We'll do it one time. I'll pace you.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't want that because I'll just be a blow up. Yeah. Speaking of blowing up, well, we do have some things to talk about in the weekly catch up. But So one of our main talking points that we're going to be coming to later is about transitioning to transitioning seasons. So we'll talk about that in a little bit because it is Zwift time, but Zwift is all year. But there are some times like now where we start riding outside. And Paul, I saw you on Strava do this impressive ride before the sun was even up. Are you commuting to work that way? That's incredible.
Yeah, 6 a.m. started work, so 5 a.m. commute.
Wow.
It's a little dark and a little cold, but it's fun.
Now, are there still like a lot of animals and stuff out that early in the morning, or
there isn't much animals where I am.
Oh, okay. Okay,
the odd alcoholic wandering the streets, but
yeah,
I was going to say, yeah, they're drunk and, yeah.
Well, once in a while, we get like when I do those rides, like we get skunks and rabbits, and then sometimes you'll see an owl. Like I remember one time seeing an owl that was just impressive, because I mean you couldn't hear it at all. You just like saw it fly in front of you, you know. Listeners, I'm doing an owl impression flying through the air right now. So, okay.
That's well, great, that. Yeah.
Well, Paul, so what else? Thanks. What else have you been doing for this week on our weekly catch-up here?
Commuted to work a bit, mostly. I don't think I've done much Zwift at all, to be honest, this week. Working mainly, so. Mm-hmm. The week before, I was doing some chasing tour, which was good fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But they were all...
No, you did TTT this week, Paul.
Yeah, I did a dirt TTT, which was great fun.
Yeah,
and I jumped up a group, so it was quicker than normal. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I also did TTT.
Yeah, yeah. And Holly,
New York Com, and who's there? Paul.
Yeah.
And I'm like on Discord, and I'm like, oh, there's my mate Paul. I've got to get past him.
Yeah, and you just
you said hello, and then you left me for dead.
I did give you some draft, like, I gave you some draft for, like, I don't know, 3.4 seconds. What more do you want?
I would have replied, but my eyes were bleeding. And...
Yeah.
I've got to say, that's
stupid.
Time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Glass Road. Who invented that? Nobody.
Yeah, but a TTT up the NYC KOM? Come on. That is, that's ruthless, man. That is brutal.
Yeah, man. I did it twice.
Oh, my
gosh. It was quite awful.
Yeah.
I like the flat bits in between because it goes steep, flat. And then I like the downhill part as well. That's quite nice.
But what about, Holly, what about the you also DS'd a TTT, I heard, this week? Because I watched some of the replay.
Oh, yeah. It was a ladder race.
Oh, ladder race, sorry.
For Dirt Spellbound. So that was quite cool. I got to yell at some people.
Yeah, and you got to yell at a Zwift celebrity, or Zwift celebrity.
Yeah, Eric was in the race. And
Eric Schlange, the Zwift insider himself.
Because I got to yell at them all. I forgot the route now. It was, LaGuardia.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's just the LaGuardia loop. That is...
And my God, they raced up. So there's like a really quite a steep hill out of about 10%. You go around a corner or something, it goes up. And geez, the watts those guys were doing up there. And wow, just... There was a time when I wanted, because Spellbound is the ladder team above Psychos, so that if I upgrade, that would be like my team. And there was a time where I thought, yeah, I'll aim for that. But after watching that, nah, I'm good at Psychos, to be quite honest.
Yeah, really. You don't want to have to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, never gave up there. It was amazing.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Did everybody have to do the New York map or something like that? Oh, nice, Paul. The New York Paul just entered his personal best. Wow, Paul, that's awesome. For go ahead and share it, Paul. That's for his Alp time. Go ahead.
Yeah, my Alp time's 1 hour 16 minutes for
nice.
A 40. That's not bad.
That's awesome, man.
Good. When was that?
It was maybe 2 weeks ago, I think.
Oh man, that's awesome. Mine's from like 2 years ago, and
I think I knocked 10 minutes off my best, which was okay.
So, whoa.
That's a huge PB.
That is huge. I'm going to have to go up there later. Well, I just ate, but so I can't go. That's my excuse any time. I just ate, and I don't want to puke again. But
you need to do it when like I'm better, and then I can like come and race up the Alp.
So
we did do it on a TTT actually at Christmas.
What?
Me and
up
Paul
the
on the same team.
Oh. Yeah, we shared the road.
We did, and we pedaled up together. That was lovely. That was.
Oh man.
Oh, but we pedaled up together until you got to a kilometer from the end, and then you left me for dead.
Oh yeah,
it all of a sudden became a race.
Yeah,
at bend one. But I give you fair warning, to be fair, because I said at the bend, it's a race. And
no, I think you'd already went, and then you said,
oh, did I? By the way, it's a race now. Did you not know?
Oh, by the way, see ya.
Yeah, I'll put the kettle on.
So speaking of other stuff going on this week, Holly, what did you do for some racing and everything? And you rode outside a lot today too, waving to canal boats and whatnot, dodging ducks and everything.
Yeah, well, I commute to work, but now it's Easter holidays, so no canal riding for me for a couple of weeks. What did I do? Yeah, so I did laddering on Tuesday. Well, I mean, I did the Alp on Sunday, and then I didn't do anything on Monday. That was really nice.
Yeah.
Went to Acro, did some, like, tried to do some handstands and stuff. I'm really not very good, but keep going. It's lots of fun. And then Tuesday did ladder race. Oh, just love ladder racing. Managed to stay with the front group, but then it comes down to a bunch sprint of, like, six of us at the end, and I can't sprint against guys, but I did manage to hang on for, you know, the and it was up that hill as well, the 2 minutes and 3 seconds hill, because that's my PB up it. And then Wednesday I did, oh God, we got to talk about the women's only Wednesday chain gang race, although it was the last one on Wednesday. But every single week they give a shout out to this podcast, so it's commentated on the women's race, and there's this lady called Ria, and she wins it pretty much every week. Well, I did beat her once, but I tried to beat her this week, and she took off, and I managed to stay on a wheel, and then I was like, Gina was in it as well, and Lisa and Jill, and I was like messaging them saying close the gap, because they were like, you know, 5 seconds back or whatever, and they couldn't close the gap. So I just sat on a wheel, and I'm thinking, oh, it's really lonely here, like if she takes off I'm done for. Anyways, so I didn't have an aero at the finish was on the mile, which I finished a marathon there once, you know. yeah, and I tried my hardest, but my legs were already fried from the Alpine ladder in and whatnot, so I came second, but I'm really proud of it. And also massive shout out to Matt and Emma, who did the commentary for that, because every week they give a shout out to us.
That's great. Thank you very much.
So
hi, Matt and Emma,
a shout out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
they're awesome commentary, like they go off to fancy places and stuff to do commentary.
Yeah, I always enjoy theirs a lot. You know, it seems like out of all the teams out there, they do a really good job, and they play off each other really well.
Yeah.
So
they do. Yeah. So massive shout out to them. So it's the last one, because they sort of break up for summer, if you like, but they're going to do some like pop up. So how it works is like chain gang. So there is a blokes one as well, but I do the women's one on a Wednesday. So it starts off like 2 watts per kilo, and you just pedal, and you have to stay around the yellow beacon. Late join is on for 30 minutes. So you've got at least 30 minutes of warm up. And then at some point, round about maybe 45 minutes in or 50 minutes in or wherever, whenever the yellow beacon decides, they ramp it up. So they'll do like two watts per kilo, then 2.5, then 3 watts per kilo, then 3.5, or whatever they decide. And then they'll say, go, go, go on the screen. And then that's when it becomes a race. So it's really quite cool. So you've got to pay attention, because as soon as that go, go, go comes up, you've got to like punch it, and I love it, because you get an actual warm-up and the late joiners on as well. So I actually woke up like quite late, so I woke up like inside, I had to use the late join thing. So yeah, and then Thursday did TTT and overtook Paul on the out on the on the
NYCKQOM. yeah man. Well, that's
and then out since then, so there we go.
Yeah,
and now I'm not very well, but yeah. What Paul's changed his, for those watching in black and white, Paul's changed his background to tartan. Also, nice. DRS starts this week.
Yes,
so there
it
is
does.
Monday races and Tuesday races.
Right. Yep.
So, which is super cool, because people can now race on a Monday if they are doing something else on a Tuesday.
And I'm signed up for the Tuesday race because
that
fits our time zone. So I'm racing for Coalition Osiris. I think that's how you say it, Osiris.
I think it needs some cream or something for that.
Yeah, it does sound like something you need to see a doctor about and get rid of it. Yeah. But
I'm racing for the Tiger Sharks and Tiger Squirrels. I mean, what can possibly go wrong with those team names? But I'll be like, I don't know who I'm racing for. But Paul, who are you doing DRS with?
I am DRSing with number 8. So I'm racing for Stu and Dave's team.
Nice.
We've got a gold team in, so I'm racing with a few of the other guys who left Coalition as well a while back, so it should be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I think our team, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Paul. I think our team is gold as well. Yeah.
Are you in the same time zone?
Think so.
I'm in the Atlantic time zone, so I don't know. I think it's like 9:45 or 10:45, something like that.
Yeah.
Are you in the same race?
Let's see. Ours would be 6:30. I don't know what time zone. 6:30 p.m. So that would be
really
no. That'd be 12:30 your. That'd be 12:30 your time. Yeah. Too bad. That would have been fun. Yeah. Yeah, because it's hard. We're listeners can't see, but Holly's trying to do math right now, and
I can't do math.
I don't know why it's so hard to do the time zone thing, but it is hard to do.
Anyway.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it starts off up the climb, and then it's like there's like a sprint, which is fastest through or something, and then some more flat and some more rollers and stuff, and then aqueduct. Come, is it a sprint? Is it a come? Who knows? Kevin just makes it up every time. And then the finish is at the top of the petit come.
Well, that's going to be awesome. I can do that. I can do the finish, but I can't do everything else coming up to it. But
Gina and I are in the same team.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
And so that's going to be amazing. Yes.
I do have to talk about a couple things here about ladder racing, because I'm getting better at ladder racing, I think, personally, because I race for X-Wing Coalition X-Wings, and we've had a lot of our captain Josh. He's amazing about this. Shout out to Josh and everybody on X-Wings, because he does such a good job organizing everything, and he does a great job on his streams too. If you have a chance to watch his streams,
I have watched his streams,
and they're really good. There's like professionally levelly done and everything. I don't know how he can do it all, but it's awesome. So good job, Josh. And anyway, the Tuesday night we raced in France. I think it was RGV, and it was tough. I did pretty well. I was able to stay with the front group, and then got, because like other people got dropped, and I was able to stay with the front group, or not the front group, the second chasers, because we had two people way off the front, and I didn't want those guys to catch on, so I just stayed with them, you know. And then
that's right, don't chase your teammates in ladder.
Right, and then it got to the end, and I gave everything I could, but I couldn't pass those two guys. So we ended up losing, but I was feeling amazing after that race, feeling amazing, because I felt like, all right, I'm finally getting this. This is awesome. Saturday, here we come. Saturday, because we got another ladder race, and I bet you can guess what happened. I got dropped like a quart of wood, man. It was bad. It was I was doing okay, but like everybody said that I was on the Atomic Cruiser, by the way, too. I don't know, that there's that glitch in Zwift sometimes. So I was on the Atomic Cruiser the day before on Friday, and then I switched bikes and then got into the pen and everything, but everyone else saw me on the Atomic Cruiser that I got in the Zwift big spin thing, you know. And
did you change bikes in the pen?
No, I changed bikes before the pen. The day before. I changed bikes the day before, but then, and so it was some sort
maybe
of glitch.
Maybe it's like a special, like the Atomic Cruisers are like taking over. I even got one. And to be honest, I don't really want one, because when your bike's hopping in a race, it's just another bike to like look through.
I know it is, but it was funny that we were talking about this, and I'm like, I thought they were talking about somebody else the whole time. They're like, oh yeah, somebody's got the Atomic Cruiser. They're riding the Atomic Cruiser. I'm like, oh man, what a flex. I mean, how amazing is that person is doing that? And it was me that was doing it. Like I wasn't trying to at all, you know? And like, so anyway, I get through there, and I was staying with, and we were attack after attack after attack, and getting through. We were hoping that Gareth Flowers on my team was gonna be, and a friend of Freddie's was gonna take the win again and just go off the front, which he eventually did, which was great. So, and now I probably just marked him for everybody who races us. They're all gonna mark him, but they probably already know he's really good. So he went off the front, and so did Nick Knish. He went off as well, and they were trying to go, and they did a great job. And then by the time we took the second lap on the Astoria line 8, it was I just couldn't make it. I got fried and got dropped. I thought I was going to be able to catch everybody up that Harlem Hill and everything, and it didn't work. Yeah, so
it's
I got dropped. Yeah, it was.
Well, but happens to the best of us, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's really punchy. That course is really punchy. But anyway, it was really fun to do that. And I just, when I thought that I was doing really well with the ladder racing, that was the whole point. Just when I thought I was doing really well, I was not. It's like the same thing happens to me when I'm making music and stuff, that I think, oh man, you haven't made a mistake yet. Oh, keep it going. Clam.
You can't have like all good races, because how do you know the good races are good unless you have a bad race?
Right. Let's pivot a little bit to maybe our main talking point here. As I was talking about, is like the changing of the seasons. So like we said, Zwift
it's spring now. So 21st of March. So this week, I put spring air in my tires.
I still cannot believe the whole winter air, spring air. So how much did they charge you for the winter air? I forgot to ask about that. Or was that free?
Well, it was a ripoff because I had it in my tires for about a week. And then now I'm about to put spring air in my tires.
I know.
Because it's fresher.
Right,
and like,
yeah,
it's
fresher,
like pollinated
yeah.
by like the daffodils and stuff, you see. Uh-huh. So that helps sort of helps Man, the air. It's like you know, it helps the pressure and things like that. So when you're going through the puddles on the canal and stuff.
Whatever bike shop is selling this to you is making a mint, man. Oh, my gosh. They love that when you come in.
They are, yeah. I'm
going
to tell them,
fill these up with spring air, please.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it smells like lovely spring flowers, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, so you put spring air in your tires then because it's time.
That's
time
right, yeah, because it's 21st of March. Yeah, and then when it gets to 21st of June, I'll be putting summer air in. I bet you can't wait for that episode.
I'll wait with bated breath. I can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome. Mm. Paul, do they do that in Scotland too? Do you have spring and summer air? Or?
No, we don't have any of our tires.
Yeah.
I put helium in mine just to make my bike lighter.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it couldn't hurt. So yeah, we just use regular air, whatever's in the base. I use basement air because it's it's below ground. So yeah, I usually fill up in the basement.
Yeah. Does that make you go faster? Maybe if you use spring air, you might be a bit faster. Tried that?
Well, no, I haven't. That's why I can go downhill so fast, because it's lower to the ground. It wants to get down to the ground, I think. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I need to get higher in the air, do it upstairs, and then yeah. Right. But anyway, the transition to outside. So we should talk about riding outside, how different it is. And like, it's okay to have the jitters and to be nervous about that. I get nervous when I'm doing any big race or anything, or any kind of race, but like going outside and like having to deal with gravity or other people or, you know, things running out in front of your tires and stuff like that. I mean, how do you guys deal with it?
I just shout at them and swear.
Yeah. That works.
Well, it's when people don't move the dogs on the canal. Like, a lot of people are very considerate, right? And I ring my bell, give them good time, and they move the dog out of the way, and I say thanks or good morning or whatever. And then there's other people who just think that their dog, I don't quite know what they think, to be honest. They just don't move the dog out of the way. And there's me. Like, I'm not going to on the canal, but they don't move the dog and they have to stop. And it's like, well, what? And then they look at me weird, as if to say, like, well, you nearly ran into a dog. And I'm thinking, well, I rang my bell. I mean, I've got issues with people who just don't move the dog. And then they go, oh, it's really friendly. And I'm like, okay, great. But it's 7 a.m.
Yeah, right. Well, I know what you
7
mean.
7 a.m. Is that the Taylor Swift song?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. But on the mountain bike trails where I mountain bike, there's a lot of people will walk their dogs, and like I feel scared sometimes because there's dogs that like you're supposed to have a leash. You're supposed to have your dog on a leash, but there's a lot of people that don't have their dogs on a leash and they just let them go, and they say, well, they're in with voice control, but yeah, they're running about like 10 yards ahead of you and I'm coming down the hill or up the hill, you know, going up or down, whatever. It's scary when a dog runs at you from in the woods and stuff too, but I also feel bad, like, or feel scared because, like, you know, we're going down within reason, right? It's a two-way trail, but you can still carry some speed. And a lot of times, you know, we'll fat bike around on those trails, and I think about all those just tiny dogs that would just be squashed by a fat bike tire. And, yes, that would be bad. I think it would be bad for everyone involved, you know, but, I mean...
It might damage your bike.
Yeah, you could have... And you'd have to clean it because I'll get all the... Yeah, gross. I mean, I'm not endorsing squishing dogs or anything, but I'm a dog.
No, me neither, but yeah. I think everyone should just be considerate of other people on the roads and stuff.
It's
and
a multi-use...
What is it with cars overtaking and then turning left? Like, so I ride on the left because I'm in England, and they overtake and then immediately turn left, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's funny, because over here in the United States, we have the same thing, but they turn right.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Strange. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'll be all right if they overtake and then turn left. We should just all stay in Woodtopia and be done with it.
Transitioning to outside, it's going to be great. But the graphics are really good out there, like Holly always says. And it is fun.
The graphics are lovely out there.
But do you find yourself drafting like you do? I don't know if you guys get a chance to ride with a lot of other people, but like either drafting cars or buses or or ducks or whatever.
Well, if another cyclist comes up behind me on the canal and I'm like drafting them the whole way. There was one guy, like he got on the canal, like there's like a little junction thing. He was on the canal just in front of me. Anyway, so I was like straight on his wheel. I think it went quite fast that day, but yeah. Off I go.
Yeah, it's interesting like that too, and getting used to that skill though of drafting, it is it can be
scary.
Yeah, because
it kept breaking, and I was like, oh, heck, I can't ride three people.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I had one of the reasons I was thinking about this is because I had kind of a nightmare, or like, I don't know if a nightmare what it is, but I was thinking about, I have a race coming up in May, and an outside race that I'm excited for, that's like our local road race, and I've done it for the past couple years. I know the course and everything, and I know everybody finishes before me, but and that's totally fine. But I'm worried about, I had this dream that I was in the peloton, in the group, and I was trying to ride through people instead of going around them, and it was it did not work, and I just ended up, you know, crashing and everything. But last year that the same race is I'll give a shout out to the Lacrosse Omnium. However you spell that.
Omnium.
There you go. Omnium. So the lacrosseomnium.com is what it is. And it's there's a race, there's a time trial up this big hill that's kind of like going up the NYC KOM reverse. It's a lot like that. And then Saturday there's a road race where it's two loops of this 14-mile circuit that has a huge climb in it, which is like almost like the volcano climb. And then also an equally huge descent, which I hit 46 miles an hour going downhill. That was awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, that was thanks. Awesome.
And then on Sunday, there's a crit through downtown, which is super cool too. So a criterium. So so if you're in the area, or if you want to come down, you know, I know D-Star was talking about that. He's a fellow dirt member there, or for you guys there.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking
about
that.
He's in my DRS team or ladder team or something team anyways.
Yeah. So he was talking about it, and I know there's other people too that do that. But so it's gonna be fun. And this is my first time with a new bike. So last time, you know, my old bike was very fast, but my new bike, I have a new Dimane or new last summer, and man, that thing is so much faster. I can't believe it. It's all just because of the tube shapes or something. I don't know, because I haven't gotten any.
Is it the spring air?
Oh, it could be. It could be you having spring air there. I must have had winter air in there before. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very possible. This is going to be fun, getting outside and everything. Does anybody else have any other big events coming up? Or
no, nothing so far.
No?
I was having a look through the list of bike races in Scotland for the summer, so I'm going to pick a sportive or just something to do just to verify
that you've got an outside bike, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a coast-to-coast one I looked at yesterday, from the west coast of Scotland to the east coast, so it's... I may jump into that one. There's also a north of England one. So one either of those two, I think I might do.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to say the north of England one is kind of near me. Well, because I live in the north of England. How about that?
Yeah.
Sunrise to sunset, 200 miles.
That would be cool. There's one that a solstice ride here that they do that some of the local guys do, and they try and I think they do like 100 miles or something before. It's like they start early and, you know, just ride all day or whatever. I don't know. I've never done it. They asked me to do it last year, and I said I think I'm busy, but which I think I was. Well, because the start time is like 4 in the morning or something, because you have to get up before the sun, and then right. And I'm used to that. Yeah, it's cool, but that would be amazing. So how far is that coast to coast one?
I think it's 200 miles
in one day.
Yeah, so it should be fun.
Gosh, that's incredible. The most I've ever done is like 60 miles, and like I needed to get a Sentry. I wanted to get a Sentry. I didn't even get a metric Sentry. I only got 60 miles, but man.
Well, you could so get it, because you know Zwift is a lot. Zwift is really good training and
right.
Yeah, we've also got a local one, which is it's like a craft beer festival, but it's also got the guy's a keen cyclist. They organise a bike ride, so there's a climb that they did in one of the pro races in Britain, the Tour of Britain. It goes over the Cairn at Mount, just not far from where I live. And instead of going over it once, they do it three times, so it looks quite evil. Yeah, so it's start in a little village and then race to the hill, over it, do a circuit, and then over three times back to the village, and then you get beer and a t-shirt and things for completing it. So, yeah.
Worth it. Worth it. Yeah. Absolutely worth it. I mean, you'll be really upset going up there the second time. First time, you're probably like, okay. Second time, oh, third time, that would be horrible, probably.
Yeah, but, there's a long side and there's a steep short side. So they go over the short side, the steep one twice, and then the long one once. But I think the longer drag's worse than the steep climb for me. But
yeah,
we shall see. I've only ever done it twice, so to do it three times in a day might be an ask.
That's incredible. Excuse me.
You could do it, though.
Yeah, you can do it, Paul. I know you can, man, for sure.
Yeah, we'll try.
Huge motor and everything. What do you ride outside? What kind of a bike do you ride outside? We haven't talked about that yet either.
One with wheels?
Spring air?
I used to ride to a bike club, local bike club for years, and then I stopped riding outside about 10 years ago. So this last year is the first time I've ridden outside for nearly 10 years. I had a huge crash. Fractured my skull.
Ooh.
Broke ribs and punctured my lung. And
yeah,
sort of, I got put off going outside for a while.
No kidding. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. So,
how was your bike? We didn't ask that.
I had like a first sort of generation of the carbon fiber Trex. It was a Mani or a Madone. I don't know which one it was. I'd be lying if I said now, but
it totaled.
It was just a pile of spares.
Oh man, I've been in bad crashes before too, and it's they're mostly off road. A couple years ago, I don't remember everything because I was pretty concussed. Anyway, I felt like I hit a rock or something like that, but it was really my helmet that just like the padding had moved and everything and just impacted my head, and I had this huge.
I didn't have a helmet on.
Ooh yeah.
Paul.
Okay. Oh Paul, man.
And I had a brick wall.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds
Paul,
like
you are lucky to be alive.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, the car purposely pushed me off the road.
Oh,
yeah, but
that's not good either.
Please wear a helmet now.
Yeah,
I always wear a helmet. I was commuting to work that day. I couldn't find my helmet in the morning. I thought, oh, I'll be okay, and then
right. Yeah,
there you go. So you did have one, but you just should always.
That's happened to me before too. You just go out. It's fine.
No, not worth it. Not worth it. Wear a helmet. Wear a helmet, kids.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is sad though to see when your bike, your pride and joy, something that we've all saved and saved and saved to get, and then to see it in just pieces or scratched or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the worst.
So I bought a Cannondale.
Nice.
This year, so I gave all my other bikes away because I didn't want to ride outside anymore. So I'll slowly have to build up a collection again.
Yeah. Well, that's
good. One. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the lady I live with who smells so nice is always like, well, you can't get another bike until you sell one of your other ones or get rid of your other ones. I'm like, well, but what if I need it? You know. Yeah, right. So I don't know how I would even get rid of any of them because I was thinking about getting a new mountain bike because I was going to get a full suspension bike when I turned 50. And then a friend of mine convinced me you should do it when you're 45. Well, this summer I turned 45 and it would be nice. But oh, man, there's no way. I can't swing it. It's too expensive, I think. It would be nice.
Do when you're 46 then.
Yeah, maybe 46. I've been saving. But we also, you know, there's other expenses.
You still have two kidneys.
Yeah, I do have. You know what? That's an avenue I didn't explore. You're right. You're right. Yeah, and that would make my weigh-ins a little less.
Win-win.
Yes, win-win. Oh man, I know we alluded to DRS this week, but what is the course again this week for DRS? It starts. I should look this up.
Tia Bouchon.
Oh, that's right. Boy, that's going to be something. Now, what do I have to look forward to, or what do I have to look out for being in DRS since I've never done DRS before and you guys both have?
Well, I mean, the fact that it's awesome. On the finish line, there's always like a little bit of a party.
Oh, really? Okay. So,
on our finish line.
And I know we've talked about how DRS is different before in the past when we had Kevin and Justin on, but I know there's some other different things that maybe we should fill in our listeners about it.
Yeah, yep. There's also like a leaderboard for like the KQOM jersey, the sprint jersey, male and female. So it is mixed. There's no like ladies only. You can have a ladies only team, but you're competing against, you know, mixed. It's a mixed race. Mm-hmm. But because the routes are really well thought out, you know, women can compete in them too. Like, for example, on Monday and Tuesday, because I'm doing both, there's like the climb, first of all, but then the sprint after it is fastest through. So I don't think anybody's going to be like going off the front because they're going to be wanting a draft from everybody. And then after that, there's a long, long, long bit of flat.
Yeah,
so like, even if you're, yeah, like there's like.
Oh, it's 12, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it's like it's 20K, I think, between the sprint and between the aqueduct reverse.
It'll come back afterwards, you know, come back together afterwards. I'll obviously have to like sprint a little bit anyway, but I'm not going to get points. And then aqueduct, you get first across the line.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities for like attacks if you want to on the flat or, you know, I don't know how people might play it. And then it's fastest through on the climb at the end and the finish line is at the top. So that climb is going to be like insane. But one good thing is that it will give everybody like a decent 5 minute power time. So it'll sort out anybody that is in the wrong category at the start of DRS.
So we will start at the bottom of that climb and go up that climb, right? That's where we start.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got to go and then we got to finish it again. So that's going to be.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. This is my play. Unless whoever is the captain of Osiris tells me not to. I'm going to go up the balloon, go up the petite KOM, go up it, you know, and everything. And I'm going to hammer it down that thing. I don't care about the sprint. I don't care. I'm going to just keep on going. And I am going to try and get FAL on the aqueduct reverse. Because I think 12 miles, that's the distance, 20K between there. I think I can hold that, hold them off.
Yeah, it can be done because I did it in a race once and I did, well, I got caught on the aqueduct, but this is bonkers level racing, as I call it. But I did get a gap. So it can be done. Yeah, and like I said, I did get caught on the aqueduct. But it is possible. So
is it only the first like 10 people that get across the line or first 20 or they get points?
10.
Okay, first 10. Okay, got to be in the first 10.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. You get an extra 5 points. If you're 10th in the segment, you get like an extra 5 points, which that's five finishing positions, like higher than...
Right.
You know.
Well, all right. Paul, what's your take on this? Is that a horrible idea or a great idea?
Well, maybe we'd have a great idea if you hadn't told everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try it anyway, but you know, you're right. I might be cooked by that point too. That's a good point.
So then you can put this episode out on Wednesday so nobody knows before.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Paul?
I'm predominantly a sprinter, so I'm trying for points in the fastest through the segments mostly. And if anybody in my team needs a wheel just to drag them around, I'll just domestique for somebody else probably. Try and get points.
You are super fast. I wish we were in the same squad. That would be great to just ride your wheel there to the finish. That'd be great. And you know, that'd be awesome.
Well, and then do your 201 watt sprint and beat him.
Yeah. I don't have legs for
he could lead me out
races often, so I'm never high in the GC, but I'm happy to work for somebody else.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm happy to help because it's a team thing too. You know, it's not just I don't feel like I'm going to win unless everybody else has a dropout. I don't think I'm gonna win. You know, we'll see. I guess anything can happen. I'm definitely looking forward to giving this a try, another thing a try. So yeah,
I'm looking forward to racing with Gina and the rest of them. But like, you know, it's nice having like women in our team and. We'll think of tactics, but
yeah, you're not going to share any. Oh, come on!
I'm not going to announce the money. Basically, pedal fast, do a sprint.
Well, okay, and then let's talk about stage two because stage two is New York, the Everything Bagel, and that one's a custom lap at 28.3 kilometers, which what is that? 14 miles, maybe 14 or no, 15, 16
We're
miles.
Going up
probably.
The glass road.
Yeah, it's got to go up there. Yeah, I know. It's got to go. It's a team time race, so no segments are in play.
Oh,
so,
that was my favorite.
Okay, but give me some help on this one. Can you do? Can you draft on these? You can draft on this.
Yeah, everybody gets draft, but it's the fourth person in your team that their time counts. But you can draft off all the other teams as well. So you have to communicate because if you've dropped your fourth rider, like if three of you have punched up a climb and dropped the fourth one, then it's the fourth person that counts. So you've got to communicate and you've got to check where your mates are.
So in these kind of races, are people usually staying together or how are they doing this? How are they usually played, I guess?
Well, you've got four or five really strong people, then you can like, you know, kick it up a climb and try and... Because you've also got to stay together as... a minimum of four.
Yeah.
But also, if you manage
to be a fourth rider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or even five, really. But if you manage to drop one of the other team's fourth rider, those other three have then got to ease right up. So
because they have to wait. So there's more. You got to think about this more than just everybody go fast at the end.
Yeah. But yeah, you've got to check where the people are.
But in the blobs that form on the road, are they like, here's five guys from, or five people from Coalition, here's five people from number eight, and here's five people from Next? Are they all like together, or will you have like people mixed in and then?
Mixed in.
Okay. And then you'll have like a fifth, somebody might, in the chasing group, there might be a chasing group or something like that that's got.
Yeah, they might have like, you know, the fourth rider from whatever team in that group. So they'll be like trying to, because also you've got to decide if the fifth rider is dropped quite soon, then you've got to decide whether you wait for that fifth rider to like, you know, because you don't want to have a dropout in like one of your four riders.
Yep.
So you've got to kind of decide whether you're going to gamble it and go with four, or you're going to wait for the fifth rider, you know, because dropouts happen and stuff. So I think it's great.
That is great. And then after that, on stage three, we've got the Richmond roller coaster. Oh, this is great. 27.1 kilometers, which whatever is that, 14, 15, 75 miles, I don't know. But this one, I like this course, but just because it has the Libby Hill KOM, the Broad Street Sprint, and then the Monument Avenue Sprint, I'm not too worried about those. But the Libby Hill KOM, I do like that.
Do you?
Yes.
That's
nice. Yeah, I know. But Paul, there's two sprints for you.
So pleased for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to love that.
Yeah, I think I missed that one, actually. I think I got to work. I'm going to try and call us Chicky.
That's the same one that I think I have to miss, because the ZRL finals are also, they're in the middle of this. So I think it's Richmond, and then after that one, stage four is the, because they happen on the three Tuesdays in between, or like the playoffs happen pretty soon. So the Octobahn, or Innsbruck Octobahn, is that how you say that? Octobahn?
Yeah,
the after party thing. But that one's got the Innsbruck KOM, and then the sprint, which that I have never done the Octobahn course.
Oh, lovely. It'll be nice for you to get the badge.
Yeah, but I won't be able to do that one. So too bad. And then Eastern 8 after that, stage 5, Eastern 8 in Watopia. That one's going to be fun, right?
I don't know what route does that.
But it's got Titans Grove in it, Fuego Flats, Titans Grove KOM reverse, cuz it comes back on it, cuz it has it's that big 8 that goes out.
I quite like Titans Grove, actually.
Yeah, you do a good job on Titans Grove.
It's rollers, and it's not like constant uphill. It's got some downhills, which I quite like.
That reminds me that you know, you can see the Yeti in other parts there too, on the news.
No,
sections.
I didn't see the Yeti, by the way.
I saw the Yeti on the broadcast, by the way, on the, or yeah. Not, yeah, Bigfoot I'm talking about. But I saw the Yeti on the broadcast during your race, Holly, at the Zwift Games. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I did not.
That's the only time I've ever seen him.
You're Paul, welcome.
Yeah, Paul, have you ever seen the Yeti on the Alp at all?
No, never.
Yeah, me neither. So
you have to ride up it more. Then you'll be able to see
right.
it.
And then... stage six is the Watopia Two Bridges Loop, which that's an ITT. That's going to be interesting. And then we have, after that, the last one is a points race, which is the Glasgow Crit. That's going to be great. The Glasgow Crit. All right. Or actually, Paul, you got to give us the correct pronunciation of Glasgow, I'm sure.
Yeah, Glasgow.
Glasgow. See, if it's not Scottish, it's crap. So, yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, man.
It's not Scottish, so... it's healthy.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Paul, what's your favorite thing to eat that's like a Scottish food that's your favorite thing? Is it haggis, like everyone says, or is it like, you know?
It's probably actually Cullen skink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What?
Fish. Smoked fish soup.
Okay.
I sent Dustin a can of it.
Yeah, and I haven't opened it yet,
so
but
he's going to give it to his daddy. So.
Yeah, my dad's going to love that. So I need to. I'm saving it for him. So I'm going to see him this coming weekend. So he's going to love it. So thank you for that. Yeah,
you can heat it in a pan. Don't put it in the microwave, or the house will smell for like weeks.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, that would be horrible. Yeah, and then everything you cook in there would just smell like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
Absolutely.
Well, Holly, what's your favorite Yorkshire? Oh, Yorkshire pudding. Never mind.
Yorkshire pudding. Yeah.
And I guess
Yorkshire pudding. with a bit of gravy, or when you have them cold and you sprinkle like a little bit of sugar on. That's like basically a pancake, but like
I would say my favorite thing to eat in America is tacos.
Want to give a shout out to everybody that did FRR and completed it, or did you know, one or two stages, but especially to the people who did all 21 stages and finished in Paris today. And a super special shout out to Matt L, actually, because he would like, what is he doing, man? I mean, the guy is bonkers. He's insane. Yeah. He does like a warm up on the Alp or some climb portal or something, then goes races at FRR. And
it's awesome.
Like, it's, I mean,
it's inspiring for sure.
It is, yeah, because it's like, oh my God, if he can climb, then what's my excuse kind of thing.
And he keeps doing 125% too on those climbs.
Yeah, like why would you? Why, Matt? I just don't know. I think he needs some sort of therapy. I know the guy is brilliant. Like he knows that.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah. Massive, massive kudos. And to the FRR people that did that. And I have to shout out to Parky as well. He does a lot for FRR and stuff.
Yeah, the FRR crew is amazing. And I didn't race one single stage of it. I signed up and I didn't. It just didn't work out for me this time. And I had 3 weeks to do it, so I have absolutely no excuse. Yeah, absolutely no excuse.
I did none of them as well. And he even tagged me in one of them, and it was the Yorkshire route. And I'm sorry, man, I didn't do it. I was probably busy washing my hair. But Paul, have you got any shout outs?
I do, yeah. I've got a shout out for Julie McKenzie from the Coalition.
Nice. Yeah.
A big thank you. I've actually got a heart condition. So when I do the Zwift races, because they start off at like stupid watts per kilos off the start line, that fries my chest. And sometimes I can't continue a race because I just overloaded straight away and my body can't recover and get my heart rate down. So she's been in touch with me and worked on a couple of warm-ups so that I can get myself ramped up and ready for the races. So I used one in the TTT. I'd actually went up a level in the TTTs this week and no issue at all. Heart rate was under control and managing to recover while I rode instead of like dying and then having to sleep for hours when I'm finished. So
yeah,
big shout out for the help.
That's super awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Julie's amazing. Yeah. So thank you, Julie.
thanks, Julie. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I've got a new warm up for the DRS. But there's a long one and a short one I've got. So the long one will get done before DRS on Tuesday, and we'll see how it goes.
Can you give us any insight into that, or is this top secret, or is it?
No, it's the warm ups. I was using the warm ups off of Zwift, the ones that like Ineos use and Bradley Wiggins, but they've got huge ramp ups into red, and those ramp ups were causing issues, I think. So we've got, it's more of a steady rise and back into the grey before the race starts, and it seems to be working. So,
well, that's great.
So take it from there and see how it goes.
Because when you're riding, I've seen you, like you can ride, you know, steady and everything, and then drop 1,000 watts, you know, without batting an eye. It seems like so. Was that what it was? You weren't able to, prime the motor before you were able to stomp on the gas, or
pretty much. I can do 15, 16 watts per kilo, and then all of a sudden. Jeez. My heart rate goes from 140 to 190. It was doing like 220, 230. And then
wouldn't
come back down. Whereas now I'm managing to keep it under the 180 and I'm going back to like 150, 140 within 60 seconds now. So it is under control and better. So
hopefully
things like that. And, I mean, there's a few people had heart issues and some people are no longer with us that have been on Zwift. So I am aware that I don't have to be silly and try and kill myself. It's for fun.
Yes, it is. For fun.
Yeah, because I don't want to go to your memorial ride, Paul.
No,
I'm busy that day. Yeah. You'd pick bloody New York
there's
anyway.
There's a competitive animal.
Yeah,
a competitive animal in us all, and I'm rather competitive with everything. So it's try to rein myself back and know that I'm there to have fun, and if I can do my best within myself, then that's probably better than do myself any harm. So
yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
It's a learning curve.
Well, I mean, we joke about it, but like seriously, like quite intense what we do on Zwift and put our bodies through and stuff. I'm glad that Julie sorted it out.
Yeah,
while
absolutely.
Helping you and stuff. Yeah, so
yeah,
thanks, Julie. Because
so I tried it at the TTT and it seemed to be a lot better. So
that's
a start, and then I'm just going to keep working on it and see how I go.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. You were putting the watts going up that climb. Like, I know we joked about it, like, because all the teams, like, met on the same part of the climb, which was so cool. But you were putting in the watts, man. So, yeah, it wasn't easy to catch your team. So, kudos.
I seem okay if I can hold, like, higher watts at a steady pace and keep steady. It's when it ramps up, when it's
like
going
jumps.
Down. Yeah, if there's big jumps and then dips, I'm okay if it stays high and I stay on that pace. But if it slows down and then I have to speed up multiple times, then I'm fried.
Wow, well, that's amazing. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Julie. And I just have to give a shout out to the X-Wings and give a shout out to Fantasy because we are going to be racing some ZRL soon too. Thank you all for everyone listening to our podcast and giving Holly and I the feedback. And please join the Discord server. I forgot to talk about that. The Discord server, the link had expired. So shout out to Robert who sent me a message about that. And so I put a new link on there that should never expire. So everyone should be able to join the Discord server. I really appreciate that. And we appreciate everybody listening. And if you have any emails or any questions, you can always email us, or if you have some good recipes, drop them in the Discord server.
Or films.
Yes, or some movies that Holly should be watching, because I'm telling you,
Westworld, that was weird.
Yeah,
that's an hour and a half of my life I never get back.
You need to start with something lighter.
Stephen, Stefan, shout out to Stefan as well.
This is all Eric S's idea. He had a great idea, so good job, Eric. And we're working through those those lists, so. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And you know what? We'll see you in Watopia.
Bye, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye.